Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of today's show, hour number three here on this Thursday, June 20th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're going to try to add somebody in the show right now. We're having some technical difficulties, but we're working through it. So we'll see what we can do. Let's see, chatted a minute ago. Let's do this here. Connect on this, click, and call. Let's see if we can get her into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the today. The line is open and not available. So we're going to have to reschedule her for another day. Okay, very good. One of the things that is happening, and I'm going to talk about this right now, is Sheboygan County, Indian River area, Tuscarora Township. As by now, you may know that Bob Kramer, the supervisor, is not running for re-election. Jay Reedsma, the clerk, not running for re-election. Janet Vance, the trustee, not running for re-election. Why? Because of the liberals, progressives in Tuscarora Township. They have done everything they could to make these people's lives unbearable. They've threatened them at public meetings. One person was even charged. There is absolutely total chaos going on in Tuscarora Township. All the good things that these three board members and even Jan Dillahay, the treasurer, Tuscarora Township, what they have tried to do to improve the lives of this community, the roads that they've paved, becoming a township of excellence, jumping through hoops that are unbelievable, getting grant money and low interest rate loans available to install sewer systems to avoid raw sewage from being dumped into the chain of lakes. And the good old boys, the progressives, the socialists, communists of Tuscarora Township have harassed these people so much that they decided, you know what? It's not worth it. We got health issues. We got problems. We got all kinds of things. We don't need this. And as a result, they're not running for re-election. They put up a bunch of Democrats running as Republicans to primary challenge them. And they said, you know what? You want it that bad, you can have it. They're going to have a fantastic 4th of July fireworks display this year. Janet and Bob Kramer told me it's going to be a 45 minutes long. This will probably be one of the best fireworks display in northern Michigan, Tuscarora Township. We get the dates, we'll let you know. Radio station wanted to sponsor the event. We're going to have a banner there. Vicky and I are going to go to it. But the thing of it is, people, the thing of it is, for these local, yokel people who lost their power, who lost their control, they fought these people every step of the way, everything they wanted to do to improve the lives for the citizens of the people of Tuscarora Township, they fought them tooth and nail. Why? Because they want their power. They want their control. The budget that they came up with, fantastic. Sound fiscal decisions to fix the township. Jay Reedsman, the clerk, they could not even do an audit of the 22 election in Tuscarora Township because the previous clerk had screwed up the election so bad, they couldn't even do an audit of the election. Jay comes in and cleans up the qualified voter file, secures the proper lockable bags, tagging the way it's supposed to be done. And he said, you know what? I have health issues now because of all this stress. I don't need this crap. I'm out of here. Fireworks are July 5th. Vicki and I will be there. We have events on 4th of July and parades and things we're doing for a county race. We will be there. These liberal bullies have got to be stood up to, people. When we get these good patriots elected and they start doing things that's good for the community, you need to be there and back them up. And when these liberal bullies open up their mouths, you need to shout them down at the public meetings. We cannot be the silent majority anymore. We're in the majority. The majority of our listeners, our constituents, the people that we want to serve in our communities, agree with us. They want budgets fixed. They want accountability. They want transparency. They want lower taxes. We need a sewer system. They did it. Look at that road that goes to the public boat launch. The next time you use that boat launch, you can thank Bob Cramer, Janet Vance, and Jay Reedsma, and Jan Dillahay. They did it. Years and years and years of having that crappy road, they fixed it. And they did it under budget, and it's beautiful. You can thank them. As a matter of fact, I think there should be a memorial placard sign thanking Bob Cramer, Janet Vance, Jay Reedsma, and Jan Dillahay for that road. They did it. Years and years of neglect by the previous supervisor, the previous clerk, the previous treasurer, and the trustees did not crap for that township. And they fixed it. And we're going to make it better. And you liberal bullies are going to run as Republicans. You guys are bald-faced liars. You are not conservative Republicans. Shame on you. Well, guess what, constituents, taxpayers of Tuscarora Township? You don't have anybody else to vote for except these idiots. If they vote for themselves, they get elected. Unbelievable. I got a person of the road commission texting into me right now. All of their gravel roads, Bob had us fix them at the County Road Commission. Thank you, Bob Cramer. Oh, yeah, and don't forget Trustee Kim Pearson. Absolutely. Another patriot. You know, I'm so frustrated. I wanted to have Jan on the show, and I can't get her connected on Skype. We'll have her on again. But this, folks, don't let the liberal bullies take you down. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let these receptionists at a dentist's office be the supervisor or clerk or whatever the heck seat she's running for. Let's see exactly how good they're going to do once they get elected and take over. Let's see how fast Tuscarora Township goes right down the tubes under their leadership. You guys will be begging Bob Cramer, Janet Vance, and Jay Reedsma to come back. Mark my words, folks. You want change? You got it. You can have it. I am heartbroken over the fact that the people of Tuscarora Township, who I care about this community. You know why? John and Janet Vance, Ralph and Sandy Pruder. When I ran for state senate back in 2010, we were at an event. I forget where it was at. Janet, John, Ralph, and Sandy Pruder gave me papers about, I think it was the sewers. I think it was about the septic systems that were leaking into the Chain of Lakes. There was something going on. I forget what it was. This started 2010. And when I realized what was going on in that little community, I absolutely love Tuscarora Township, downtown Indian River, the Resorter newspaper that Scott Swanson had for years, the park, It's one of the most beautiful parks we have in northern Michigan. The sunset over that park where they're going to do the 4th of July fireworks on July 5th, absolutely spectacular. The boat races. By the way, we're going to be a sponsor for the boat races this year, the radio station. We've got an ad in the program, and the banner will be there. Oh, my God. And these liberal bullies, relentless. That one guy, totally out of control. He was actually going to charge over a table and go after Janet Vance and Bob Cramer. Are you kidding me? Physically assault an elected official. Did he go to jail? No. Prosecutor too weak. The liberal prosecutor in Sheboygan County, too weak to get a conviction. Let's plea bargain a deal. Disgusting. You know what? Let's see how you guys do running Tuscarora Township after this crew. Shane in Indian River? Absolutely correct, Randy. We need to show up at these public meetings in Tuscarora Township. My grandmother moved out of here, Indian River, in 2001 because she had so many issues with the board back then, and it's worse even now. Don't cave in to these people. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Well, you can give up. You don't have to give up, folks. Stop calling Mansalona, Antrim County Road Commission. Bert Thompson is coming into the office at 1 o'clock to meet with me in person. He's coming off of his vacation, which he wasn't supposed to be back until July 1st. So stop calling the Road Commission. I got the head of the Road Commission coming off his vacation to meet me with me at 1 o'clock. 1 hour and 13 minutes from right now. Thank you for the calls. It worked. Surprise, surprise. Signed the letter yesterday while on vacation, but today's meeting with me. I'll let you know tomorrow how it goes. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Speaking of a rambling man, a working man, he's decided to run against Ken Borton, the state representative for the 105th House District. Calling us from the road while he's on the job, Christian Marcus, greatly appreciate you being on the show. Quick question, Christian, you have a meet and greet scheduled for tonight. Unmute your mic, can't hear you.
Yes, I Christian? Do. Thanks for having me on, Randy.
Yeah, what's going on tonight?
I will be over in McKinley, which is just east of Mile, having a meet and greet today from 5 to 7, and then I will make my way over to their township hall, which is the Bear Creek Township, at right afterwards at 7 o'clock.
And what's the name of the venue for the event?
It's the McKinley Civic Center.
Gotcha. Right there, just east of Mile.
That's correct, yes, right along the river in that old lumber town.
Yep. Love that place. Very scenic. Great spot. Let me ask you a question. Now, this is a meet and greet for the people. Anybody listening that lives in the 105th House District should attend this event. Let me ask you this question. What is the format? Is it just basically you getting up and talking and then taking questions? Are they going to be offering any type of refreshment or food or anything? What's going on with the venue?
So I will be bringing refreshments and things to eat, snack on myself. It will be open for anybody to discuss any topic whatsoever, shoot whatever questions they want at me. It is just a casual meet and greet. I believe that side of town, those people they want clear answers. They don't want to play games. So that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Excellent. Excellent. I know Jeff, he texted me earlier and told me about it. He will be there, one of our other listeners and one of our patriots. And basically, what are you hearing out there on the campaign trail? You're knocking doors and talking to people after you get off work, Christian. What are you hearing on the campaign trail?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the Oscoda Republican Party for offering to do this, and Jeff specifically. So that's all really appreciative. As far as on the trail, you know, it's amazing that specifically the local governments, whether they're township officials, delegates, those who have been involved in the past, Republican parties, it's the same thing. He forgot about us. He doesn't respond. And like, you know, I'm glad to know that what I'm focusing on and what I'm going to be doing is the exact opposite of what's happening right there. And then across the board, to be honest with you, people didn't know that I even existed. So I am getting out there and making sure they do know.
Well, the biggest thing I think, and we're hosting the debate on July the 11th there at the Ellison Place in Gaylord, and I've already had people tell me that they didn't know anything about you until they heard about you on the radio and the few times that you have been able to come on and do the show with us. But most importantly, you on your palm card, the number one issue you've been talking about, you even challenged Ken Borton to do something about it when he went to Lansing, when you supported him for his first election. You wanted him to do something about election integrity, primarily from when you were an Antrim County Commissioner here in Antrim and dealt with the election that happened, the lawsuit, Cheryl Guy. You challenged her at a county commissioner's meeting about deleting the election. Ken Borton promised us that he would do something when he went to Lansing. He did nothing.
No, it's unfortunate that there wasn't enough courage to bring that up and try. That's definitely, like I said, people have asked me about Proposal 2 and how that will limit us. I do have a similar strategy that your wife has. I'm going to go after the voter roll and make sure that the laws are put in place so they can't. They're required to remove these people quicker and more efficiently. And also, I'd like to extend a requirement from families that have family members that are deceased while in other states. You know, if you pass away in another state, did you know it's not a requirement for them to notify your residential state of that status?
Exactly. We've had so many people here in Antrim County that we've found canvassing the qualified voter files, Christian. A lot of our snowbirds go to Florida. They go to Alabama. They go to other states in the wintertime. They die in Florida. Cheryl Guy's never removed them from the qualified voter files.
Yes, and this is a common theme across the whole state. So that has to change, and I think that can be done in Lansing, and that's one of the things I'm going to focus on.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we want people to come to this event tonight. McKinley Civic Center right there in Mile. You can't miss it. And it's going to start at 5 o'clock. It'll go to 7. Come meet Christian Marcus. I'm sure he's got palm cards. I'm sure he's got yard signs. You guys need to get his signs out there. The absentee ballots go out on Saturday. And you guys absolutely got to get his name recognition out there and talk to your friends, family. Christian, we appreciate you coming on the show. You have another event scheduled real quick, about a minute to go.
Yes, actually, if you missed that, don't worry. Show up at the Bear Creek Township Hall, which is right there on M32 before you get into the village of the town of Mile. It might be convenient for you, but they said they'll welcome anybody that shows up at that meeting. I'll be speaking to public comment.
Very good. 7 o'clock is the township meeting.
That's correct.
All right, brother. You stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Again, Christian Marcus, primary challenging state representative Ken Borton. I have personally, in full disclosure, endorsed Christian for this race. Ken, I'm sorry. You're a great guy, but you've been a major disappointment representing Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. You did nothing about election integrity when you went to Lansing, and you bought into the good old boys club, and you support Matt Hall to be the speaker. Can't support you for re-election. Vote for Christian Marcus if you live in the 105th House District. That's it for today's show. If you want the flyer for the debate, text me debate. If you want the flyer for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, text me event. You guys have a great day. Pray for Neil Friske. Pray for our counties and our state. Now back to the music, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a